This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Liam Payne reads out your filthy messages from the perv pad. Also, we wake up Charlie Puth in a hotel ahead of his live lounge today and reveal the name he checks in under. I'll tell you if it's taps off where you live today. And have you seen this amazing new thing they do in America? First look videos?
BBC Radio 1.
Wake yourself up.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Give me everything you got. There's a real crowd, please.
Get up.
Oh my God, babe, it's Rita Ora.
Do you remember what he looks like?
Vaguely.
That's Cardiff for you.
Yes, Queen.
You know when you played Inuda Bingo?
Yeah.
Did you lose any teeth? Check.
I hope you got your sausage and pancakes.
Where are you?
Let's do this.
Wake yourselves up!
Oh, good morning. Hi, guys. This is the Radio and Breakfast Show. It's Thursday.
You were about to say Tuesday, weren't you?
I was, actually, yeah. But it's definitely Thursday, I've checked. No wacky mode of transport for me into work this morning, Chris. What's going on?
No, I'll tell you what I was tempted to do, though, was that you walk outside your place and get into whatever transport I say and just see what happens. Like, maybe you try and get into someone else's car, whatever drives by, you assume it's for you. Or maybe you just walk to work.
Do you know, I've done that before. I've got into random cars outside my house and it's not been a taxi at all.
Can you imagine?
I may have ordered one. This bloke was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, you're not a taxi. Okay, I'll go then.
Tomorrow, though...
As I confidently stepped into the back seat, yes?
Tomorrow, I am trying to arrange something for you.
Okay, and it's the last day of breakfast.
Last day,
as well.
So you know it'll be good.
I was expecting this morning, like, some kind of, I don't know, like a pink limo or like a Hummer or something.
To be honest, we're running out of time with this because there's so many things that I could do. It's really hard to get hold of some modes of transport. I've looked into jetpacks. I've looked into all sorts.
Or, you know, like, because I never had a prom, like, one of those cars where you can, like, I can stick my head out of, like, hi, guys, like, yeah. I'm at a prom and just drive around the school car park.
Yeah, and you can sort of royal wave at people.
Like Jermaine on Summer Heights High.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I've got a new thing that I'm obsessed with. This only seems to happen to me when I'm doing early mornings. I don't know why. Probably because, like, a bit bored sometimes.
What have you done? What have you started?
Right, no, it's something I've discovered through my mate Robbie. And you will also become obsessed now I tell you about this, right? Have you seen, they're called first look videos. Ever heard of this?
No.
Like, it's a real American thing. And it's for when you get married. It's a video, normally a video, there's loads of photos as well, even they're good. Just look up first look on the internet, right? It's a video where the groom gets to see the bride in the dress for the first time. And some of the reactions are amazing. So it's often done in a field. It's never done in a church. It's like often done in an attractive kind of walkway.
So that kind
or
of
some steps.
Yeah, but that does generally happen at weddings, doesn't it? So you go down the altar and you see your bride. You see your bride coming down for the first time.
No, this isn't.
Is that what you mean?
This isn't at the wedding. This is before.
It's like a pre-meeting.
Yeah. Where? Okay. So here's what happens, right? So it's like they're on some steps or in a field or something. She kind of excitedly runs up to him, giggling. There's often some, like, really naff music on as well. So she's like, oh. He's got his back turned, so he can't see her. So you see the groom in, like, full suit, but just the back of his head, right? And then she kind of runs up and taps him on the shoulder. He turns around. That's the first look.
Oh.
She's like, so it's like, oh, my God! It's, and everyone cries.
It's like The Voice. In that sense.
It is
sort
a bit
of
like
similar principle.
It is a bit like The Voice. Although, obviously, they have seen each other before because they're getting married.
And then I take it when the bloke turns round, he has to be really, really excited because obviously the bride looks beautiful.
Yeah. I mean,
even if he's not thinking it.
He's like, kind of average.
Yeah, but I always think that with weddings, don't you? When they see the wife for the first time, they, like, sort of start crying. I've seen this at a couple of weddings, actually. A similar first look thing, and I always think, yeah, but you've seen her loads. Like, what are you getting upset about? Like, I'd get if it was a new bride or something. Like, do you not think?
You've got such a heart of gold, you haven't you?
No, but do you not think that?
You're dead inside.
Do they? Is it a bit like when you go to stand-up comedy and sometimes you've got to kind of pretend to laugh? Is it a bit like that?
It's because they love each other very much.
Is it the polite thing to do?
Anyway, check out today, first look videos. Your life will be changed.
Scott Mills.
Right, get into these first look videos. It's so good. So, like, bride-to-be just, like, excitedly runs up to him and the groom's there, back turned. little tap on the shoulder, everyone cries, or sometimes they laugh and they giggle because they're so in love.
It's absolutely incredible, these things. I can't believe I've never heard of this before.
Right.
I reckon it's going to become a massive thing in the UK then.
It's the thing.
Because it's happening in America.
It's a bit like, you know, like Halloween's now become massive and proms are massive. This is the next thing that will become big here. Like David in County Durham, my wife-to-be wants to do the first look thing in December.
Oh, no.
I'm dead against it. Yeah? See, no. It's already happening.
Saying that, Scott, from our point of view here, they get mad amount of views, these things.
Yeah.
Which makes me think we should put up some videos of, like, where it can go wrong.
Those
like,
views are mostly me.
He turns around. So the guy turns around and she's, like, sort of running at him in a gorilla outfit or something. Do you know what I mean?
Frighten isn't there
him.
Already a dinosaur one where she's in a dinosaur outfit and he doesn't know because he's got his back turned?
She's definitely a keeper. These are so good. I just can't believe I've literally never heard of this before.
I know. I only found about it like a couple of days ago. We should do our own one. We'll get actors.
Yeah, we should get actors and just do a load of scenarios just for views.
But yeah, he turns around and like, meh. Mills. Why don't we do first look with a bloke with a mirror? So he turns around, there's like a full-length mirror there.
So really good idea.
First look's just himself.
I like your idea, though, that he turns around and he's a bit like, meh.
Yeah. It's all right, but yeah.
Yeah, I think just for views. They get so many views. It's like, it is a bit like unboxing videos. Sort of similar idea,
but
isn't
it? But with people.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's going to be another hot one today, potentially tops off. I've got the shorts on, Chris, today.
Yeah, same.
A little bit
actually.
Tight. I know, you're rocking the short. It must be hot.
Yeah, your shorts are a bit obscene.
What do you mean?
Too short.
They're not short shorts. I mean, I've got some of those if you'd like to see those.
No, thank you. They're a little bit tight.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Where do we find you today?
Just outside Edinburgh. I just pulled my van over.
Okay, what do you do for a job?
My mum and I run a pet care business.
Pet care.
I thought you said pedicure business.
I wish, because then I could sort my own toenails out, but no.
Oh, so you go around looking after little doggies and that, do you?
Yeah, dogs and cats and rats and rabbits and horses.
So is this like pampering pets? Is it that sort of care? Massage of rats, that kind of thing?
Oh, no, don't be silly, no. So for cats, like, we just go into their houses and feed them as, like, an alternative to a cattery, and then we look after, like, dogs in our own homes when their parents are on holiday.
You must love animals to do your job.
I do. It was a dream come true for me because I worked in financial services from the age of 17 to last year. And then my mum and I set up this business and it's just amazing. Dream come true.
Generally, people that love animals, that means that they're very nice people.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice to say. Well, we do try.
Hey, do you want to play a game of real or no real?
Oh, yes.
I've never heard such enthusiasm.
I know, I'm so excited. I always play along and always get them really wrong.
Okay, well, let's see how you do today.
Okay.
The phones given to each contestant as they enter the Love Island villa aren't actually real. It's just a device with one messaging app to contact each other, and they can't use the internet or ring their mates.
All right.
Oh, so they can't be texting their pals back at home.
No, but then if they're in the same room, why do they need to do that? Like, if they're in the same villa, it seems odd that they kind of message each other. I suppose it's naughty messages.
You've never done that, though. Like, when you're in the same room, like, if you're with a big group of people and someone says something well out of order, you text your friends and wait for their reaction.
100%. I do it all the time.
Yeah, Scott literally does it all the time.
I can be sat next to Chris in the cab and it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do quite enjoy doing that, especially with taxi drivers. Like, oh, is he just, like, past wind or something like that? Although you're blaming that on the field, Scott, do you not?
Always blame on the field.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Oh, I am a loyal listener.
Yeah, I do. What I do, especially if you're in the country, you can get away with a cheeky guff because you just open the window and then fart it out. And you can just blame the fields. Oh, the smell of the countryside. No, it's my bottom.
are there any animals listening right now? You got dogs around you?
No, I have no dogs in the van. And I'm just on my way home to go and take my dog out for a walk. So, no, there's no one here.
I got in trouble recently when I said on the radio quite loudly, walkies! And all the animals around everywhere go mad.
Don't do it again.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Chris was slagging off someone from Love Island the other morning called Chris, the one that thinks he is a polar bear.
All right.
And then my Chris got a message on Twitter from Love Island Chris going, Oi, I've heard you've been talking about me. So that would suggest that he's on Twitter. But maybe it's his. Maybe it's one of his mates running his account for now.
That's thrown a bit of a spanner in, because I was going to say definitely not. Like, why would they give them access to the outside world?
Yeah. So the phones given to Love Island contestants, is it just a device with one messaging app on? They're not actually real phones. Chris, real or no real?
I have seen them on that show with phones, but surely they can't message the outside world. So maybe it's real. I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
It's true. Harley, who left the house, revealed all. They can take photos and chat to each other, but they can't use anything else like Instagram or Twitter. It's mainly so producers can send them messages about challenges. There's also Wi-Fi, but they're not given the password.
I really thought it was going to be, what did I say, no real. I'm really disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You led me down a path.
Yes, I did.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We're playing Real or No Real with Catherine, early doors on Thursday on Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, here's your next fact.
Jeremy Vine has found someone to cover his Radio 2 show while he's on holiday next week. Robert Rinder, a.k.a. Judge Rinder.
No.
This is a great idea, because a lot of Jeremy Vine's show is about topical issues and getting sort of some politicians on and people like that. And Judge Rinder will be able to deal with them brilliantly, because he's full of sass.
Oh, he's so savage.
Is he still doing the same thing, Scott? Still the courtroom one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Doesn't do anything else, really?
Well, what do you think he'd be doing? Antiques?
You would have thought he would have branched out by now.
No, there's a crime stories one, though, isn't there?
I thought you were going to say he'd been upgraded to, like, the High Court or something like that.
And Judge Rinder in the High Court? No, he...
Maybe.
No, Judge Rinder's definitely not in the High Court.
I also like that Jeremy Vine takes on sort of two separate issues. He's a bit like The One Show. So take one of his latest show, Labour's Manifesto and Lawnmowers.
Right.
And I think Judge Rinder can take that kind of thing on.
I don't think Judge Rinder's got time for that.
What do you mean?
Time for talking about lawnmowers. Surely he wants to talk about more serious issues than lawnmowers.
Well, he just wouldn't be bothered. He'd just cut people off, wouldn't he? Because there's a lot of callers on that show. But, oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Goodbye.
Look at some of the other titles of the shows he's done. Laughter, Yoga and Speedboats. That was a show. You know when you see the name of our podcast?
Yeah.
Some of the names are obscene for some of the things we do. But Jeremy Vine's are well interesting. This intrigues me. Diesel and Squid Forfeits. Mugwumps and Bunny Deaths.
What does this even mean?
I know.
Verrucas and Speeding Fines.
So is Robert Rinder taking over Jeremy Vine's show while he's on holiday next week? Catherine, real or no real?
I think no real.
Chris?
I think it's a good book and I'm going real.
That one is no real.
We have made it up, but he does have a replacement. It's Labour MP Ed Miliband. And to make sure it's fair and balanced, former Conservative leader Ian Duncan-Smith will be covering the week after. I think I should get more highbrow people on when I'm off. I'm off next week. Who can I get? Corbyn.
Corbyn won't do this.
Corbyn and Chris. Radio 1. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Catherine, you got 10.
Yay.
Hey, listen, most of the UK had a really hot day yesterday. How's it in your part of Scotland?
Weird. It's quite cloudy, a little bit clammy.
Yay, Scottish summer.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for the midges. Oh.
Oh,
who? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. A diamond in my ring, I win. That's a diamond for a king. Don't know why MCs want to try a team when you know all you're going to get is a merkin.
BBC Radio 1, much confusion over words this morning in the songs. I don't know what's going on. Someone's got completely the wrong end of the stick with Merkin there on that track.
How?
Well, because Merkin is a wig for your pubes.
BBC Radio.
What? Sorry.
It is.
What?
But it's not. That's not what they mean in that song.
And no, now but this... I've never heard of your reference.
Okay, leave it. And then Steve's here, Steve Holden.
Hello.
And he's confused about grafting on Love Island.
Oh. I thought grafting was working hard.
Well, it was until Love Island.
Yeah, so hang on a second. So are you grafting this weekend?
No, I'm relaxing this weekend. Because I was grafting last weekend at Download Festival.
You were grafting last weekend?
At Download Festival. I was working hard. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't know.
No, but in Love Island speak, grafting means that you're working hard to get with someone.
I don't need to graft. No, I don't need to graft. do I?
No, well, yeah.
See,
in that case, I was not grafting at Download.
But that's the polar bear there. So if you were grafting at Download last weekend, it means you were working hard to try and get off with someone at Download.
Got to be honest, every time someone says it on the show, I'm like, oh!
Are you going to graft for it, though?
All right, tell me about Beyonce.
Yesterday it was CSI Lord. Today it's CSI Beyonce. Because it's still all quiet on the Beyonce front because the internet's going crazy for the fact, has she had the babies? Has she had the twins? Apparently heavy security spotted around this hospital in LA. No Instagram on her account since May the 30th. Rumour that her security was spotted leaving her house with two baby seats. Another rumour that the whole fifth floor of this hospital has been taken over. Her hairstylist, Chuck Amos, did this Instagram with Beyonce saying, hang in there, mama.
Oh, so it's definitely happening.
You know, lots of stuff stacking up. I mean, all unsubstantiated, no confirmation whatsoever. And Solange and her mum, Tina, were out and about doing their own things yesterday. So if she really was in labour having the baby, surely she would be. They would be at the hospital.
Right. So they get a whole floor, do they?
Apparently so. The fifth floor. I don't know if that's the penthouse view or not. But
right.
Yeah.
I think I know that hospital because actually when I went to LA...
How do you know that hospital?
Well, it's where all the famouses either give birth or die. And it's quite a big landmark.
Do they have like a whole space for the paparazzi then?
Yeah, there's always paps outside. And they, you know, when they do those tours of LA... Like
it's not on the bus tour.
Where you go and see stars' homes. Yeah, Cedar Sinai, the hospital is on the tour.
Now you said it's Cedar Sinai, that does make sense.
Famous hospital.
Yeah, everyone's been there completely. Moving on to Love Island on ITV2, a couple of big things happened last night, right? First off, stories about two good eggs. Camilla and Johnny, you know, they got together 2 days ago. And, you know, Camilla is the Miss Edinburgh woman, right?
Yes. So Camilla's a bit different to the other girls because she's quite, she's a bit more sort of like well-spoken, a bit more travelled, that kind of thing.
Didn't she go out with Prince Harry?
Did she?
There was a rumour that she did at some point.
Didn't know that. And Johnny was one of the sort of newer boys that came in.
Yeah.
One of the pair that came in. So you had the polar bear and then you had Johnny.
And they got to... So Camilla and Johnny got together 2 days ago. It's already ended because yesterday they were chatting about like stuff and she asked him if he'd pay the whole bill on a date.
She did offer at first. Well, yeah, she suffered at first, but in the end she just stopped offering, of course.
Because you always pay.
Always pay.
My gosh. At the beginning, it's better to go halves because you don't know how it's going to pan out.
I'd feel almost emasculated if a girl paid.
So from that, you wouldn't think that would cause a problem, but it all went down from there. They got into a row about feminism, what it meant, and then they went their separate ways. Oh. She ended up in tears. But it seems to be the wave is with Team Camilla. People are backing her.
And Marcel as well and Gabby having their first kiss.
You know, he didn't get paired up at the very start of the series. And he's kind of won viewers over. People are calling him a national treasure, which I know is an overused phrase. And he obviously chats every minute about being in Blazing Squad. Last night, it finally happened. He finally got his snog after getting close to Gabby.
I'm happy you found my girl in here.
Yeah.
That I'm wanting to spend time with.
Well, I mean, we've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, we have got a lot of time.
Because I think there's good things coming.
Definitely.
And then they went in for the snog.
Oh. Thank you. And also they exercise because, as we all know, couples that train together
stay together.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
And good morning, Charles Otto Puth Jr.
Hello.
I'm doing this thing at the moment, Charlie Puth, where I either shorten people's names to just Puth, or I like to give them their full title.
That's fine. I sound like an English prince when you say Charles Otto Puth Jr.
Yeah, you do, Junior. It's an impressive name. I don't know why you didn't use that one.
I don't know. I think Charlie Puth has like a better ring to it. Puth is already a weird enough name.
Yeah, so it's easier to Google, isn't it? But it's mad that some famous people don't use their real names when they're actually really good. It's like David Guetta. I can't believe this. Found this out this week. It's called Pierre Guetta.
Really? You probably thought that people wouldn't be able to pronounce it. That's actually really cool, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm at my hotel in my bed, jet lagged, talking to you, so my life is good.
Oh, good.
So you're actually in bed at the moment?
Yeah.
When did you get into the UK?
I actually was already in the UK, but I had to do a couple more trips. So I was in Germany and somewhere else, and I just flew back. I jetted over here last night.
You've got that slightly tired voice.
I do.
When you spend a lot of time in hotel rooms, do you have to use lots of different fake names?
Yeah, because fans are really creative nowadays of how, like, they figure out where I am. I really have been trying to put on a different alias, like, almost every time that I'm here.
So do you come up with the false name for the hotel booking?
Yeah. Oh, I came up with a really good one time. My alias at the hotel was Eric, and the last name was Shon, S-H-O-N. But then, you know, you say that together. I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, got ya.
I mean, I wish I could tell you the name that I just had to ask for to get through to Charlie's room, but obviously that would blow his cover again.
Yeah, we don't want to do
It was Pauline Fowler.
Yeah, that's it.
So, the Live Lounge later today. Tell me everything.
I'm going to definitely perform Attention, and so I'm going to be covering Bon Appetit by Katy Perry.
Yes, spread like a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like a little chill rendition. It's going to be cool. I'm going to be with my guitarist, and we're going to rock that little mini stage.
Will you be keeping the song to its original form, that you want, boy, or will you be changing it to girl?
I liked your little singing. I don't know. I think for to make it fit me, I think I might change it to girl, but okay. It doesn't rhyme as well. That's the problem.
Yeah, no,
that's
just all. Keep it as boy.
I've got to admit, that is the problem in the Live Lounge sometimes, when people change the gender of the song and then the song doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really all for the song working.
I know. You've got this, obviously, because you're quite good. Right, so, listen, are you back to sleep now? Are you going to get a bit of breakfast? Have a look around London? What are you going
to
do?
This is one of the weird times where I get to relax, so I'm just going to, like, kick it here and watch Family Guy.
Oh, yes. Anything else you'll be watching today?
Oh, this weird show. Oh, it's so funny. Celebrity Juice. We don't have it in the United States. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I knew you would love that.
Welcome along. You need to get on that show.
I want to be on that show. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with it. It's fantastic.
Also, if you ever really need to switch your brain off before the Live Lounge, get into Love Island. It's on the same channel.
ITV too. Love Island. I'm definitely going to.
It's ridiculous. All right, well, that's your day then. In a hotel, put the sign on that says Do Not Disturb.
That's right. It sounds about right.
Right, Charlie, we'll see you in a bit at the Live Lounge today. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
I'll see you a little bit later, y'all.
Scott Mills. I'm really regretting the pact that we made yesterday now.
I knew you would. I knew you would, yes. We're going to perform Despacito tomorrow.
Right, we've got to learn Despacito in a day, and it's really hard. So look at my phone, look at the last YouTube video I watched yesterday. I'm watching loads of people, like, all over the world covering Despacito. That's Madeline there.
It's not an easy thing to do. I said this to you yesterday.
It's really not.
But you just thought, because 2 days away, manageable.
Oh, she's nailing it. I'm never going to be able to do this. Are you still going
to
do it?
Well, we've got to.
Okay. Like, all these people being really good at it on YouTube today. Is stressing me out.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Okay. Turn the lights down.
Yes to this.
Oh, hello, would you like to borrow some sugar? Ho! So, I'm sure I recognise this music from some, like, a film I've seen. Anyway, imagine the scene. We are in a room that we've tried to make look seductive. Do you think I succeeded? Because I just grabbed some things from around the office.
Yeah, exactly. We had to work with what we had there. There was no real budget for this thing. So I think it sort of set the mood. I'm not sure it's quite right. If we did this again, we might put a bit more money into making it look a tiny bit more sexy.
Right. Well,
it looks a tiny bit like a dungeon.
Right. Well, what do you think I'm all open for feedback. What do you think I could have done better with the room? I didn't have much time.
Well, anyway, I think maybe another time, but better lighting.
Okay, well, okay, here's the thing. Right, so I got a red light, sexy, and some wine glasses in the background, so seductive, and made the lighting quite low. So we're in this room. It's quite dark room, only lit by red light. And also, Liam Payne, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, is in the room, and all of his entourage looking really nervous. I was nervous, were you?
Well, this is this is quite a hard idea to pitch at someone, and I think Liam did it because he sort of he likes us and trusts you, and was up for this because it is a strange one.
So imagine if you're a massive star like Liam, okay? You get loads of social media messages, like thousands and thousands every single day, and they're a mix of adoration and all-out love, but also you get quite a lot of rude messages because people find you well attractive. Mm. So the idea is we get Liam Payne to read out some quite rude messages about himself.
It's kind of awkward because he's having to read out the messages which are just about him, and he's got this this kind of pad in front of him which we called the perv pad, and it's just filled with all the naughty messages.
So it's a tablet and he just has to swipe through the messages. He's not seen them before. We kind of got them together. We collected a load of them.
Mm. I mean, normally, and rightfully so, you sort of ignore these messages. But some of them are so ridiculous.
Yeah. So here is Liam reading out some of the messages that he gets sent every single day. He's just swiping through on the perf pad.
Let's get into this. Okay. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the beat dropped... Panties did too. I like that. I'm using that. I'm taking that home with me.
Oh, I just felt so uncomfortable at this point. You want another one?
You don't really hear people like him reading these type of things.
Right. So he swipes through again, and there's another pervy message.
At Liam Payne, I would climb you like a tree. Strip that down, question mark. He could strip me down any day. Right down to my pants. I wish I had Morgan Freeman's voice.
Okay.
This was the point where the manager to the side sort of raised eyebrows.
Yeah, the entourage weren't looking happy at this point. I should have issued a cringe warning for this, possibly.
I'd like to go full 50 Shades with him. Pain by name, pain by nature. I need to really read the rest of the tweet before I start announcing some of these.
He probably got into it, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he was smiling through it, because he must see these a lot. But he's never had to read them out himself before.
The way his veins stick out of his arms. Oh, I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle.
Yeah. And this went on for some time. I had to leave the room at one point. I was so embarrassed.
Me, full stop. Liam, full stop. Baby oil, full stop. Hotel room, full stop. Now that's a Friday night, full stop. A lot of stopping. There wasn't really a build to that one in the end. I was thinking it was going to build to something more, but I hadn't read on.
Ah, make it stop.
Feel slightly grubby, sort of hearing
I feel
it.
Grubby now.
I mean, we've got very famous people to do playground insults before, and you hear them saying things that you never normally hear them saying. And this is sort of similar in the sense that you never expect to really hear Liam Payne saying this type of stuff.
Okay, this was quick. One, two, three. I'm done.
Yeah, we couldn't play that out on Breakfast. Obviously, these are some of the clips, only some of them. Obviously, breakfast time and that, but we have managed to convince Liam's team. I mean, that must have been an awkward and long conversation, but we have managed to convince them to let us put the full uncensored version up online. You'll be able to find that right now on the BBC Radio 1 YouTube channel. And thank you, Liam, for doing something I never thought we'd get a star that massive to do.
Scott Mills. On this bit. Poquito,
poquito. That's all I have. How the hell are we going to learn that by tomorrow? Me and Chris have made a promise to you, the Radio 1 listeners, that we'll have that nailed by tomorrow.
Who's going to be who? I think you should be... Definitely you should be Daddy Yankee.
Don't call me Daddy Yankee, please.
Hello, Daddy Yankee.
I'm not cool with you calling me Daddy.
You're, you're more likely to be Daddy Yankee in the situation.
Are you Justin then, are you? Good luck! But remember, in real life, he doesn't actually know the words. He sounds like he knows all of it on the track.
Well, he doesn't know what's going on.
No idea. Like when he sings it live, he just goes burrito, burrito.
So it's really bad.
There's definite hope for you.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's play bangers. I have a massive, massive song to offer you. Chris also has one that he thinks is rather large. You can choose. And picking the song today is Peyton. Hey, Peyton.
Hi.
Where are you?
I am on my way to work.
And where's that?
I work in Topshop.
Yes. What town or city?
Yeah. In Crewe.
Crewe. Okay.
Now, do you give Crewe. People? Do you give people advice on their clothing? Like, if I was to go in and say, right, I need some help choosing a nice outfit for this, do you actually do that? And if you do that, do you just make it up and you don't really know what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I make it up just to try and, like, get the sale. But other times I'd rather be, like, honest with it, like, to be fair. Because you don't want someone going out in Topshop clothing looking a bit...
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, obviously you work for that company. You don't want them to look rubbish, do you? Because it's, you've got to
exactly.
be, it's all about the brand, yeah?
No, but my my problem is I went to a shop where I asked for some help because I didn't really know what I was doing. But then it quickly became apparent that they were sort of modelling me on what they liked in a guy.
Well, yeah.
Rather than what I liked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Right, so you're just dressing people up how you like them.
Yeah.
But I think that's the idea of it. Like when people have stylists or whatever, like pop stars, they make them wear things that they probably wouldn't pick themselves. That's the idea. But,
yeah.
but you look hot in it. All right, Peyton, this is what I've got for you today. This is an absolute tune and a half. Yes, where did I get this from?
This is awesome.
Okay.
It's Maroon 5, really early Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe.
Mm-hmm. This still sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Here we go.
All right, Peyton, you can have my choice, which is this. We're doing anthems today, Scott, right? This is Chasing Status featuring Marley. This is a banger. This is Let You Go.
We're on point today with these.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to choose, Peyton?
Oh, this is difficult. This is really, like... because I usually go with Chris.
Yes.
But now, I don't know, I'm feeling the early Maroon 5 vibe.
Is that
I'm liking it. I'm thinking I might be swaying. And I'm thinking I might have to go with you, Scott.
I'll take that. Dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessary, and critical. Like a little girl cries in my face, I'm a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder. What a song! Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe on Radio 1. Hannah in Leeds says, yes, Queen! Giving all the sass to Maroon 5 this morning.
I mean, obviously, there's loads of people saying, absolutely robbed, awful decision.
Yeah.
How do you not choose Chasing Status?
I've got a backlash going on.
But you know what? That was such a good song. That album, though, is awesome, isn't it? Songs About Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Wicked album.
Chasing Status would have definitely been tops off. Maroon 5 is comfy jacket on. Bad choice, love, someone said. Call me love.
You've won the week with that as well.
Yes.
3-1.
Good choice on bangers today. And more good old songs like that coming up in Throwback Thursday at 9:30 this morning. Do you know, taps off, which means tops off, i.e. it's going to be hot weather today. People are loving it. A lot of people appreciated the taps off weather update on the way into work yesterday. Makes your outfit choice a bit easier. I've left this a bit late, but let me tell you anyway what's going on.
Here we go.
So, do you want to know if it's taps off or do you need a shirt today? I'll be honest with you, nowhere near as good as yesterday. London, you are sunny right now, full sun. And you will be later, but also there's a massive load of cloud about like 1 till 4. Annoying. I want full sun. Cardiff, you're looking damp. But the rain is going to go. Only 18 for you today. Rubbish compared to yesterday. Birmingham, don't be fooled by the bright start. Some cloud is moving in. You've got 19 degrees.
Is it even with cloud, though, if it's that hot, is it tops off?
I think it's tops off. Is 19 is tops off.
Fine.
Okay, change the music. Okay, Newcastle, rain. I mean, yeah, but 19, so tops off. All fine. Liverpool. I don't understand this bit. Because, obviously, if you're in with Liverpool, everyone gets the same weather, right?
Mm.
The Met Office say a few showers are possible, but many will miss these. Well, how am I going to miss them if... What do you mean?
They're like those comedy clouds that appear above people in cartoons.
How am I going to miss the showers if I'm in Liverpool? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I don't know what they're talking about. Oh, Leeds, look at your band of cloud and mostly light showery rain. 21, though, so tops off! Bristol... Light rain. But don't be fooled. The rain will ease this afternoon. You're going to get some sun and 19 degrees. Definite tops off. Hope that's helped.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Lizzie, who... I mean, what a brilliant day if the sun's out where you are to have a working from home day.
Oh, yeah, straight in the garden.
She's in the garden right now. Also, Tom in Brighton. Where the weather is good today, what a day to be WFH. Working from home. He's got his tap off and, I mean, you've chose the right day for it. Full sun. You've got full sun there in Brighton, Tom.
Although, top off in the garden trying to do work on, say, a laptop. The problem is the laptop gets hot. The sun gets on the screen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not going to do any work.
Do you know when it's really hot, when your phone goes, this needs to cool down? Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you're like, yeah.
It's a good sign.
When the big old mark comes on, it's a good sign. Also, we've got Love Posh listeners. Momo, Davina, Lizzie, Betsy, Emily, Thea, Jolie, another Libby, and Robin doing some geography / tanning with their teacher, Mrs. Wright, in Devon. And they say they're right near a field of wheat right now.
I have to confess, when me and my friends sort of used to run through the fields of wheat, the farmers weren't too pleased about that.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
So, my mind and me is One Extra and Radio 1's year-long focus on mental health. We want to get you talking about the stuff that's going on inside your head. You might have heard about this already. So today, as part of BBC Music Day, we are celebrating the power of music to improve our mental well-being. We're sharing stories of young people who have used music to transform their lives. 21-year-old Shalice's dad died 2 years ago. Getting over his loss has been a long, difficult process, but one that has been helped through making music at the Raw Material Project in Brixton, which is supported by Youth Music. This is Shalice's inspiring story.
My father, he sadly passed away from bronchial pneumonia. Since then, it's really been hard trying to get used to not having him there. I had a lot of emotions, but for a long time, I just couldn't find a way to release them. I just held them in until, I don't know, one day I just was like, I'm just going to start making music again. That really helped me get over a lot of things that I'd had gone through. And it was just an experience for me just to like let it out and move on. I recorded a song, a dedicated to my father. Luckily, when he was alive, I secretly recorded him singing because he was a singer before. And I thought, let me just sample my dad's singing voice into the song.
Please be mine and stay in my heart.
I can listen to it now without crying. Before, it was just like, I can't listen to this. You know, it was just such a sad thing, but definitely was therapeutic for me. Music is a good way to, you know, just say, right, I'm just going to use that and turn it into a song, make a good thing out of it. It's not always good to have bad things happen, but I mean, good things do come out of that. Thanks, mate. Like, you know, writing a song now.
My Mind and Me is Radio 1's year-long mental health campaign, and thank you to Shalice for talking about her experiences and showing how we can use creativity to look after our mental well-being. Find out how Ed Sheeran, Rita Ora, and loads more stars used music to help their mental health on the Radio 1 website now.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 6.30, where we will have learned Despacito and the most awkward relationship game I think we've ever done. Join us tomorrow. Scott Mills.